Now time for our Moore Hill Mountains Academy Coaches Insight Program presented by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. Brandon Tadman with you here on Care 93.7, getting you set for week three of high school football on Friday night. We got Ravens head football coach, that is Zach Fredrickson, joining us. We appreciate a few minutes of his time each and every week. Coach, obviously the week one win, you tried to carry it over in week number two, but arguably seeing what could be and might be the best team in the Northeast Kansas League right now in Jackson Heights, a top five team right now in the 1A classification, and the Cobras able to take care of business last Friday night. You've had some time to maybe assess, watch the film. What were a few key takeaways from that loss last week?
You know, we found out a lot about who we were as a team that game. I like to think we weren't 55-0. I think we figured out mentally we got a lot to work on. Kind of hung our heads early. Things didn't go our way. So, I mean, things like that are fixable. And then, you know, Jackson Heights is a very good football team. Very well coached. Very athletic. And, you know, you can't get behind on a team like that or you're in trouble. But, you know, we found out some things we got to work on as a team, and I'm hoping we bounce back pretty well this week.
Yeah, and you never want to lose a game, but sometimes you can take a loss and turn it into a positive. Do you feel like kind of, you know, getting, you know, taking one on the side of the head, as some would speak or some would say, you know, taking a lump like that, you know, has it been used as a positive this week getting ready for your third game?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, we found out exactly what we had to work on. And, you know, I'd rather do it now than in district play or, you know, if we make the playoffs. So I think maybe taking one early in the year could be a good thing. But definitely opened our eyes to a lot of the different, you know, technique things we got to work on, team things we got to work on. So, you know, there's a benefit in every loss, I think.
Kind of want to talk about the assessment of where you're at here through the first few weeks of the season. You know, coming into this campaign, you know, the Ravens had been searching for the first win in nearly 2 years. You obviously picked that up in week number one. You got that off the back, and moving forward here in 2024, you sit here at 1-1. We're 2-3-plus weeks into this season. How do we assess the first few weeks here of this season?
You know, I think we showed that we are a good team. You know, JCN, They're a good squad. They're very well coached, and we went out there and competed and got the win there. So I think we've shown ourselves and others that we are a good team. We just have to string it together every game. We're right. We can't just show up 1 week and then not show up the next. So I like to say we are a good team. We have good athletes, but we just got to put it all together.
Couple more minutes here with Zach Fredrickson, Moore Hill Mounts Academy football coach, as they get set for their week three game on Friday night at Maranatha Christian Academy. What can you tell us about the Eagles and your opponent this week?
Yeah, so they are a new team. We've never played them before. I believe they're coming up from 8-man. And, you know, down there in Kansas City. So it's kind of exciting. We get to go to a big city and play some football. They run a spread offense, kind of a smaller team. So I'm hoping, you know, our numbers and our size could be an advantage for us.
Yeah, and it will be just the second all-time meeting. There was one back 7 years ago, but you don't, you know, have a lot of history with them. So you get what you can in terms of the preparation, whether it's film or so be it. But how much prep have you been able to get on them? And is there a team that you could maybe compare them to, you know, in the NEKL that you're more familiar with?
You know, from film, we got to see them play a team that ran an offense similar to ours, and then a team that runs an offense similar to, like, McLeod. So we've got to see them compete against two different styles of offense, and then their defense is very similar to what we run. So seeing that kind of helps us out. And, you know, I wouldn't really compare them to any team that we played. No teams that we really know or play really run an offense like they do. They do a lot of spread speed option off the edge and like to throw it deep. So not too familiar with that type of scheme playing against.
What would you say is, from what you see, their biggest strength that could ultimately give you some issues tomorrow night?
Their quarterback's a pretty good player. You know, he's made some good plays this year and kind of hit a ball in a tight spot. So, you know, there's always that, maybe a broken coverage, just got to be more disciplined there. You know, I read them after watching last week, I'd take some shots deep. We had a couple times where we lost our coverage, and you know that kid can kind of put it where it needs to go if we give him the time.
And then on the flip side of that, what aspect of your game do you feel comfortable with this week, feeling that you could maybe use to your advantage tomorrow night?
Our offensive and defensive line, we're a much bigger group. I believe, you know, four of my five offensive linemen are bigger than every single one of their linemen. And up front on D-line, I think we're a little more athletic off the edge and a little bigger on the inside. So I think if we should win the trenches tomorrow, and if we do, I think we'll be in good shape.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations for this game on the road.
You know, big expectation is to, you know, fix our mistakes from last week, right? You got to get better each week, and, you know, we're really going to focus in and dial in on blocking and then doing our jobs on defense. Those are our two big expectations that we're looking at on film, we're looking at in the game, because if we can get those two figured out, then we're going to be a pretty good team.
Morehill Mouth Academy football coach Zach Fredrickson joining us again, brought to you by Amberwell Health and Taco John's. We appreciate the time. The Week 3 tilt tomorrow night at Maranatha Christian Academy. Enjoy the trip. Have fun. Good luck. And we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.